Hello, friends, and welcome to the End Evil podcast. It's November 9th, and evil is the destruction of freedom, just like it was last week and the week before. Good to see you. Thanks for coming to check out the podcast. Last week, I had a special episode about the Hurricane Otis recovery, and I just had a little chat with my friend Agnieszka down. She's down there near Acapulco, and I guess she said her boyfriend has returned safely, and they're going to have some more to report from us from what's going on the ground. And I'll get some recording on that this weekend and share it with you guys probably next week. But the week before last, we had a great conversation with the One Great Work Warriors, and that was about the dangers of compromise. And there's so much more that can be, needs to be, and should be said about the topic of compromise that I wanted to open up the conversation for other folks to join, and also for just to expand some more. I have some more thoughts myself, and I already have a couple awesome speakers with me here today. I'm going to bring in Brandon Spencer and Will Keller and let them start this conversation. And what I'm going to do is bring up for you guys a clip from last week. I've made a little compilation of our discussion from last week, and we could play that in a minute here and kind of update folks on what they missed last week, and maybe that will give a chance for other people to jump in. If anybody else wants to join the show, I'm now going to grab that Restream link and get it in the chat. So if you're on YouTube or Facebook, just look in the chat, and I love seeing people's comments. So jump in the chat and I'll put the Restream link there. If you're set up with some good earphones and a mic, join us and share your thoughts. This is an opportunity to speak out. So thanks so much, Brandon and Will, for joining us today. I'm going to pass it to Brandon and let you kind of go on for a little bit so I can look up that link for folks and get that put up. Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you, Chris. And thank you, Will, for joining us tonight. You know, this topic, like I said in the video, you know, compromise, danger of compromise. I think it's one of those topics that a lot of people really haven't, you know, thought about, because unfortunately, you know, we are brought up in a society that's, you know, that forces us to compromise, you know, all the time. We're forced to compromise going through, you know, the whole school. We're forced to compromise, you know, doing work. We're forced to compromise in certain forms of our, you know, relationships. So, you know, the dangers, you know, of it, consequences that, and those consequences, not just as physical, but also spiritual too. You know, just because of the, you know, the journey of the soul, you know, and there is a cause and effect, like, you know, parameter when we do, you know, compromise. So this topic was something that had been on my mind for a long time. And I just wanted to, you know, like just kind of bring it to light, because we do have to look at all aspects of our life when we are, you know, compromising. And like we said, you know, like in the video, yes, we do compromise in some forms, and like a smaller, you know, in like your relationships, you know, you may compromise, you know, for your spouse, you may compromise for your kids, and that can be a positive thing. But we're talking about compromising in, you know, in losing a piece of who you are, you know, losing or sacrificing your principles, sacrificing, you know, your integrity. And I think that's where the dangers come in, because like I said in that video, you start to lose your self-worth. You really start to lose your self-value, and it kind of sends you on this path of wondering, you know, like who you really are. And I'm really interested to hear what Will and Chris have to say on this topic. So
fantastic. Thanks, Brandon. And just to let folks know, that link is in the chat. So, if you're set up and you've been in a Zoom meeting before, you can join us, and we'd love to hear more opinions. But yeah, Will, love to hear your thoughts on compromise and the dangers of compromise specifically.
Great topic. Yeah, that was a really good introduction, Brandon. And Chris, thanks for having me on. I mean, this is kind of at the crux of what it means to be human, right? We're here to evolve on a deep soul level. And of course, there's going to be compromises. This is part of the learning process for the human being. But, you know, when you get into the deep principled level of compromises, this is where a lot of humans, due to our condition of slavery, control, and duress that's going on, it's obvious that they don't understand this topic whatsoever. A very common question I would ask people during the whole pandemic is, what is your line in the sand, right? Where is the limit to your compromise? And you know, this stems from a lack of principles, moral principles, and spiritual ethical principles as well, right? This is what it means to have valor. Valor comes from value. So to understand your value, you also have to understand your self-worth, and you have to understand morality and ethics. Something I've been talking about lately is the ethical aspect. You know, morality is the foundation. These are the first principles. By no means break these or compromise these first principles of, you know, of do no harm and self-defense as best as possible. Again, there's no perfection in this reality, and we are in a condition of slavery. A condition of slavery. So there's going to be compromises from everyone that's going to put us in our discomfort zone. But our self-worth and our self-respect and our self-love is going to have us activate if we have the courage and willpower to not compromise. And this is what we're trying to educate people on, morality, to not compromise on first principles. As more people understand this type of information, objective morality, natural law, natural rights, then the level of the aggregate compromise for humans is going to diminish, and it's going to get to such a small level, the pushback is going to be extreme, and we're just not going to put up with this shit anymore. This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to get people to activate. I'm going to end it, and then I'll pass it on to Chris. I'm going to end it with a Game of Thrones quote by Ned Stark. They're talking about bravery, and Ned Stark says, when a man is afraid, that's the true test of bravery. Meaning, people can claim that they're brave and they have courage all they want, but until you're in that experience, in that position, and that tests your principles, and if you will compromise, that will be the test of bravery in the actual present moment.
Time tested and mother approved. And you know, when you do an act of valor or bravery, you should feel scared, right? You know, I think any person who is used to doing things that are, you know, whether it's heights or dangerous activities, you never stop being afraid. You know, you just don't let that fear stop you, and you learn to master it. So man, Chris, so glad you're here. You've been an awesome regular to our round tables. I'm always love to hear your perspective.
Hey, yeah, thanks for opening this up again as a round table. Glad to be here. So I just have my son decided to sneak in, and he's going to watch the screen. So I'm like, all right, you be good. Don't make too much noise. For compromise, like Will said, we all have compromise. We all have to come. Well, there you go. You can see him a bit there. We all have to compromise in the society we live in, especially given that we're living in an immoral society, especially regarding the self-defense principle. We can't actually enact it as much as we have the right to, because then we would just be basically taken out if we tried to deal with things ourselves. You guys all live in I guess you could call it, even though it's not actually the land of the free, it's the land that is the most free, as I consider it. So you have the most capacity to be allowed to engage in the self-defense principle respective to everywhere else in the world. So I have less ability to do that than even you guys. So you're quite fortunate. And, you know, when it comes to the self-defense principle, and yes, it's a right, but that's why you have to pick your battles. And you could choose to do something that you have a right to do, but then the immorality of society is going to punish you. And then you're going to get taken out of the game, the game of the great work. So then you're not going to be able to do the great work. So you have to compromise in order to do see what I in the presentation that's coming up, the self-defense principle for me is a morality level 2B, and the morality level 2A is the great work of trying to influence others to make them align with morality. So then eventually, potentially, we could have the numbers to align and unite together towards enacting that self-defense principle, morality level 2B. So you have to work on the great work part to eventually get to where we can actually live by being able to enact our rights of the self-defense principle. And until we get to those numbers, well, we have to do the great work, and we have to compromise, and we have to pick our battles, or else we're sacrificing ourselves just to enact our rights, and we're not going to be able to do as much good as we can do in the long run. So that's an important part of compromise that I wanted to bring forth an understanding, because you know, as I mentioned in the OGWW telegram 2 weeks ago, after you guys did your talk, I put the quote of Rorschach from a good movie, an allegorical movie of The Watchmen: never compromise, not even in the face of Armageddon. And that character, he was just the shit. He was awesome in that movie. I identified him with him the most, like for better or worse, for his diehardness. But yeah, that's, I really like the aspect of no compromise. I identify with it a lot, and for standing for morality and self-defense and putting down evil, ending evil. But realistically, if we want to play the long game, we have to compromise, unfortunately. And I'll end it there.
Yeah, I was running my mind a little bit today on my way driving to and fro work, and I was thinking about, you know, we're born into a world that is full of compromise. It's chock full of compromise, more compromise than it should be in so many ways. And you know, the clip that I made from our last, all the little things that everybody said in the conversation with the One Great Work Warriors has been bouncing around in my head. You know, like Derek was saying, they've infiltrated all these different layers of being just kind of a general way of saying the evildoers of the world, right? Some of us know that there's more organization in that process than others, don't want to really see that, you know, deeper level of conspiracy. But the point being that the way things are set up now, the way society runs, the way people do things in the structures of our society, religious, political, et cetera, they're all compromising the moral and integrity of what it would be to be a holistic human being who cared about natural law and freedom, because we wouldn't accept a lot of these things that we're all used to, that we've been accustomed to. And it's interesting, someone in the comments, I mean, I don't want to pick on people, we can all see things a little bit differently, but he said compromise would be voting for the lesser of two evils, Alexander. And maybe he means by that, you know, choosing the less of two evils. But see, in more modern people I talk to, most people out there in public, they think voting is a way to solve problems. And maybe if we were kind of voting with mutual respect out of voluntary project that we were working on as individuals, that might be okay. We might have a system of voting. But the current system we have of voting itself, for instance, is a huge compromise to the principle of making any decision. It's just assuming that everybody's okay with this rule, that they're all going to go along with it, even though up to 49% of them may not agree with the rule. So that's actually coercion at that point, you know. And so we accept voting as a normalized thing in our society. And that's just one of so many institutions out there that rule over us, or have the presumption that think they're going to rule over us without us saying yes or no. And I think a lot of why we don't really understand that is because most of us haven't really come to complete understanding of what we are. And so that was why I asked, leading up to this episode, who are you? You know, I don't think most people really can answer that question thoroughly. Who are you? You know, why are you here? What's so important that you would die for it? like, do you know the answer to those questions? Because if you don't, you're kind of floundering. This stuff is important. And what happens if you don't know why you're here and what you're doing, which I spend huge sections of my life being not completely sure about those things. It's easy for someone to send you off base or lead you in the wrong direction or, you know, get you to submit to their will. And that's what happens. There's a default will in place. And day after day, people hit submit button on the screen and submit to all kinds of things throughout our day. So I was thinking maybe we could kind of break down in a real way for people what some of these compromises that we make are, and kind of like shine a light on some of the more specifics, the dangerous things that we slip into and that we get stuck into. Did that spark anything for you, Brandon?
For the average individual, I would say, of course, it would be their job. You know, going to a place or a job that they particularly don't care for, you know, they really don't want to be there. They may not like their employees. They may not like their bosses. And they may not even have fun, you know, doing that, but they still compromise because they understand that there are bills that need to be paid. You know, they may, you know, have to put food on the table. So they still compromise and still, continue to do the job for a paycheck. And you're kind of forced into doing that because, you know, we all have to pay bills. I don't think any of us have found a way around that yet. So it would obviously be one of the things is the job because of the stress that comes, you know, along, you know, with that and just the psychology, just being in an environment that's, you know, tailored toward, you know, work, tailored toward just following orders, tailored toward, you know, being part of the group. It may not necessarily be a corporate job, but in most jobs, you pretty much have to do, you know, what your boss says or the one who is hell above you. So that is a big compromise right there. And a lot of people actually struggle with that because a lot of people may want to quit, but they may not know, you know, what would be the next step to come out of that. So rather than, you know, diving into the unknown, they continue to do what is more comforting them to, you know, just the basic needs as far as, you know, a paycheck. Oh, and I also wanted to say that Chris brought up a good point with the compromising with the self-defense part because I own a lot of firearms and, you know, it's like you said, if I was to go out there, you know, and use self-defense to, you know, help defend my rights, then, you know, it wouldn't go well. You know, so, you know, like we as teachers, like we do have to pick and choose our battles, you know, because we all have a right to, you know, protect our lives and body and freedom and truth, you know, and I mean, if anyone was to do that, hell, they would be under their right. But I had never really put compromise and self-defense, you know, together. And I'm glad he had brought up the Watchmen movie because I did go back and watch that movie. And yeah, that character really did. He really did resonate, you know, with me too. So yeah. And I highly encourage everyone to go out and rewatch the Watchmen movie if you haven't seen it.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's intense.
It's great.
Quick little shout out. I wanted to say this in the beginning. If anybody is around on Monday, myself and Leslie Powers are going to be doing Crip Rick show. Crip Rick's I've Been Thinking. And if anybody wants to check that out, it's going to be 3 to 5 Pacific on Monday. And that's Revolution Radio. And we're going to talk about value and growth. And I'll put the link to that in the show notes here.
Good time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Rick's been a great warrior too. He had some good things to share in our conversation about this, you know, and he was talking about the importance of not compromising our principles and not compromising on truth. And, you know, again, that's something that there's a lot of pressure in modern society to compromise on just truth. Something that really sticks with me from when I was a kid, my dad was kind of like growing up in the Midwest, and he had that whole farmer kind of like, your word is, you know, your word is what you are. Your handshake is your word. And that means, you know, that's like your stake, you know, that's like in the gangster world when you vouch for somebody, it's your life. You know, you don't say you're going to do something and then don't, you know, that then you're less of a person, you know, and that's kind of stuck to me what Derek said, you know, that's what we are compromised of, you know, I'm compromised of what I choose, right? And if the better I know who I am and what I'm compromised of, then I know where those boundaries are, what I'm willing and not willing to do. So, you know, but we get hit with a billion little tricky things. The one that popped into my head while I was driving today is driving. You know, I still go in the DMV and pay them money. And I don't agree with that. You know, I don't think they should be doing that to me. And I shouldn't be allowing myself to get put through that. But it's not a hill I'm willing to die on in the context of my life where I'm at this particular time. It, you know, and so that's a compromise I make, you know. I feel like it allows me to be on this show. You know, I can drive back and forth to work without worrying about these robbers pulling me over, kidnapping me because my paper's legit, you know. But by keeping my paper legit, I also legitimize their bullshit system of forcing me to keep a legitimate paper, which I really should not have to do. So in a way, I'm participating in the evil that they are doing by continuing to roll with it, right? So, you know, those are the things that get tricky, you know. What would you like to say? I'll pass it on to Chris.
Yeah, got a few points regarding voting. The ideal system that I came across, maybe it was before Pastor's work, it was some site, I think he called it Synergetics or something, and basically the idea is everything is like, if you're in a community or wherever you are, it's based on unanimous decision making. So everyone has to agree for something to be done. So that can take a lot of time, and there's different ways to do it, like Dunbar numbers, where you have groups of like 7 to 10 people, and then they have a representative that scales up, so it like fractalizes, and then you get to larger numbers. Anyways, so the unanimous decision making, just the core of it is that all you need is one, if people agree to do something, but one person objects to it on moral grounds, then it's nullified. So if 10 billion people want to do something and one person is the only one that can see that it violates morality, then those 10 billion people don't get to have their way, and that's nullified. So that's just a system that would be a lot better, where people cooperatively agree on decisions to make in their area. And regarding dangerous compromises, which is what I think it was originally started, and it went to Brandon, obviously money and the jobs for sure, because money is, as Pastor refers to it, the God. You know, it's the biggest, the most all-encompassing God and the biggest religion on the planet that people agree to do things for. And back to The Watchmen, one of the big concepts in that movie was the noble lie. So I don't know if people are familiar with this, but the noble lie is where you sell a lie and it's sold as something that is necessary, you know, for the greater good, the utilitarian nonsense. And so that's why they compromise on what's true to sell a lie. And that's why Rorschach at the end, and spoiler for anyone, you know, he's just like, just go ahead and fucking kill me. Like, get it over with, you fucking piece of shit. And, you know, he wasn't going to compromise. So He's the hero anyways, but just wanted to mention that regarding what we're talking about, because it's quite poignant too in that movie. That was the whole I guess the dichotomy that was being played is you don't compromise, or you compromise and you sell out truth for the lie, because you're trying to hoodwink the whole planet on a lie in order to bring peace, as they wanted to sell it. And regarding what Chris was just saying, your word is your bond. And I'm reminded of the movie Scarface, where one of the famous lines in Scarface is Al Pacino. He says, I'll try to imitate it, because all you got in your life is your word and your balls. So that's what it was. You got your word and you honor your word, and you got your balls, which is your courage. So whether you follow through on your word is another way of looking at it. And this also relates to something I brought up in previous work a long time ago on ma'at. There's the phrase ma'akeru, and that's true of voice. And that was an aspect of aligning yourself with morality, is to be true of voice. And this deals with, ties into the saying of abracadabra, which just means, I do as I say, or I create as I say. So whatever you say you're going to do, you're going to follow through and do it. And last point on participating with evil, that's what we're all in. None of us can be 100% as moral as we can be, because we're all coerced into living in an immoral society. And that's why it's so important to do the great work, because that's the only way of compensating and offsetting and countering what we're forced into, and forced into supporting even coercively against our will. But we don't really have a choice. And I'll be talking more about this in my next presentation on morality. And this is the one we can't get around. We can get around things that we directly participate in, that we do regarding the seven transgressions, either willfully knowing that they're wrong, or ignorantly, or even being coerced into them. We can always choose not to do those seven wrongs. And then there's the other parts where we support others doing wrongs, and that's the indirect support and participation that sometimes we can't get around. So the things that we directly support, we can withdraw our support from that, but there's things that we're coerced into supporting, and that's almost impossible. And going to live as a hermit in the woods isn't going to be doing anything, because though you might completely retract, and you're not going to be doing the participating at a secondary level where you support it, if you're going into the woods, then you're not serving truth, because you're not doing the great work. That's the second level of morality that I'm going to talk about. And so running away in the woods isn't going to cut it. You might not be doing the first level, completely absolving yourself of the first level, but you're not doing the higher level, which is the great work. And you're not going to bring about an end to slavery, an end to immorality, an end to evil. And so the compromise is, you got to stay within so that you can do the great work, because not doing the great work is even worse than being a participant in the immorality that you're coerced into. And that's the way I view it. I'll end it there.
Mm. Well said.
You know, what it sparked in me, hearing you talk, Chris, I was thinking about, you know, when someone has been doing something that's wrong, you know, like, let's say, for instance, one of us grew up as into a crime family, right? Like, you start to realize into your teenage years, and then get older, and you're like, my whole family is like, they're doing some really terrible things. It's not just the drug trade. Like, you realize it goes deeper, right? Like, so say you realize you're part of something terrible like that, right? And you kind of wake up to it, and you're like, that was wrong. I shouldn't have been doing that. So at that point where you come to that realization, it's even more, the pressure is even more on you to do something about that problem that you caused, because you fucking were part of the problem, right? And so a lot of times we do see some of the people that are like real warriors for a good movement are people that realize how wrong they were. You know, look at Passio, right? He was like down with the evildoers, you know, he was down with the Satanists. And then he's like, well, I didn't realize they were doing that kind of stuff. I didn't realize they had that kind of control. And then when he came to that realization, he's like, I can't even live with myself knowing there's people out there doing that stuff and repeating it over and over and getting away with it. And no one's stopping him or saying anything, doing anything about it. And that got me thinking too. I was listening today. I was finally catching up on Dissolving the Divide. You can check out Dissolving the Divide channel on Odyssey. And Derek Bartolacelli and Leslie Powers are doing an interview with this gal named Jamie J. And she's really spent a lot of time looking into people that have been victims of mind control, people that have had sexual abuse, and how rampant sexual abuse is in these higher ranks of evil that is repeated on our society. And one thing you realize in there is that, you know, a lot of people are turning a blind eye, you know, but there's also this repeating of evil. And man, I can't remember the thing she said that really popped out for me that pertained to what we're talking about, but it'll come back to me, I'm sure. But yeah, it's a really great episode to check out. I'll pass it on because I lost my train of thought. What do you got, Will?
Yeah, great points that have been listed already. Chris nailed on some good ones that I had written down, and I kind of want to build off that. So actually, just let's go back to the, you guys might have covered this in the first episode, but the definition of compromise, a joint promise to abide by an arbiter's decision. So you're making an agreement, right? You're making a contract, and looking at it from an energetic exchange, you're giving a piece of yourself, right? Someone's making an offer and you are accepting that, but also giving away a piece of yourself. Depending on the context of the compromise, I think, you know, conscious or unconscious plays a factor as well. That doesn't negate ignorance of it. Like Chris said, indirect or direct. But when you compromise, and a lot of people can probably relate to this, is that like the masks, for an example, I'll just wear it this one time, right? That's a compromise. You've given away a piece of your vital life force energy in that contract. Now that one compromise has a higher possibility of being the next compromise and the next one and the next one. This can play out in many different experiences. I'm not going to go to the gym today. I'll skip it, right? Now you've increased your potentiality to not go to the gym the next time or get off schedule, right? And next thing you know it, you're on a completely different pattern of habit. These are just crude examples. Point being that the energy exchange, right? You are making that contract. I think when it comes to indirect, unjust compromises, we can counter that energy by utilizing our natural forces, like speaking out, doing the one great work. To know and then not to do is really not to know, right? You're going to take a bigger hit because you knew better. You knew what you had to do and you did not do it. Energetically and karmically, absolutely, you're going to take a major hit from that. So in this condition that we are in, sure, we are going to compromise, right? We need to kind of weigh those odds and look at it at to what context and what extreme is it going to be. At this point in time, a lot of people understand the solution and know what they need to do, yet justify and make excuses not to do it. Those people are absolutely, you know, they've compromised a piece of their soul, and they are, and it's not just like one time, right? This is an ongoing process. For instance, voting, someone that continues to vote or knows voting is slavery and violence and chooses not to do anything about it in our current human condition, they're still part of the problem. They're still abdicating their energy and their responsibility to not do the right thing, right? They're not doing the right thing. So they are definitely contributing. So compromise, absolutely, it's a big issue. And I think in the freedom and truth community, compromise might be one of those biggest topics where people either think others won't change, or the dragon is just too big for humanity to conquer. We all just need to perish first and have a reset. Whatever just crappy justification or excuse people make up, they're compromising their soul and adding to the problem for sure.
Thanks, Will, because you jogged my mind of what I was trying to say. That I wanted to kind of finish that thought I was on. The reason I brought up, you know, like the sexual abuse, right, that goes on, that's rampant, and the human trafficking, those topics, they show the extent of this problem, and that's part of the pressure, and that's why the responsibility is on us, is because we are so compromised as a people. And so many have said, oh, I'm an American, and they even claim to be part of this group that I don't even necessarily want to associate with, because the, you know, we are already associated with it just by being humans, like, right? That's embarrassing that we're part of this group of things that are, as a whole, doing really terrible actions. And so when you come to the point of recognizing, oh, I am compromised. Oh, the boat I'm on is compromised. The ship I'm on is compromised. Then that's even more impetus to steer right. You can't let it get crashed more. You're already compromised. We're already taking on water. You know, they're already throwing buckets over the edge and trying to seal this hole, right? We're already in bad shape. So that's even more pressure and responsibility to be doing the right thing and to be steering this ship back in the right direction and to making sure that we're on the right side of the ship because the shit is compromised. And we ourselves, when we come to awareness in this world of the problem, part of the awareness is I'm compromised. Oh shit. I'm compromised in a lot of ways, right? So you can't fill all the holes at once, but you start trying to mitigate the situation. And a lot of that is putting things into context. And like I said, you can't fight every single person in a physical way in the material world. We're starting to fight on a psychological level and advertise truth and advertise natural law, and which seems ridiculous, but that's where we're at because they're over advertising this evil in the world. Those, all the commercial and the people that care more about money and that are just following the default wrongness of our society, immorality, just going along with it because they don't know who they are. But when you wake up to who you are, you're like, wait, I'm not that. I need to start separating from that and taking those steps. And if you're not taking those steps, then you are that shit, you know? Pass it on to Chris.
Brandon, do you want to go? Because you haven't spoken in a while, but I'll
One of the, I guess you can say, have definitions of compromise was to put in a danger with foolish or reckless behavior. Chris was talking about, you know, the whole human trafficking issue. So another thing that gets compromised, unfortunately, is our own kids. You know, most parents compromise their own kids. You know, they put them in these government schools. They don't teach them, you know, a hell about objective morality. They don't teach them about truth. They don't teach them about their spiritual nature. And they feed them with wrong forms of thought. And you're compromising their development. You're compromising their imagination. You're compromising, you know, their growth. And we see this, you know, all the time. And it's not just the kids, you know, but any form of youth, you know, the next generation. We as adults, you know, we have to have that moral, you know, have responsibility to say, hey, I am going to be that leader and I'm not going to continue this. You know, like at some point, if we are letting the most innocent and the most precious, vulnerable beings, you know, be attacked and violent and, you know, violated, what does that say about us? And too many parents are not willing to be those true stewards, you know, to be those true protectors. So we compromise, you know, the youth, the kids every day, you know. Chris talked about, you know, the human trafficking. You would think that most people would be so caring to shine a light on that. But most people are too much in fear to say, hey, you know, it's no big deal. Hey, because it's not happening, you know, to my kids, you know, it's no big deal. Or, you know, they're in such an ignorance to say, oh, that, you know, that's not true. Or they try to, you know, equate the way that they think and try to, you know, project that upon others, which is a dangerous worldview, and say, well, because I wouldn't do that, you know, then the other people wouldn't do that. But yet we see time and time again, you know, kids are being rescued from these human trafficking rings. You know, we see politicians, you know, being caught up. We seeing sheriffs and order followers. You know, it's everywhere. And it's so unfortunate. But this is the evil that we are dealing with, man. We are literally giving our kids over to evil. And it's like no one even cares. It's like everyone turns a blind eye to it. And I know this is something that, you know, Kat Waters have talked about for years. You know, she's been talking about, you know, the whole destruction of the family dynamic. Well, you know, what have been the fruits of that, you know, destruction, you know, compromising and, you know, just sacrificing our kids, sacrificing the youth. And this has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. And you would think by now humanity, you know, coming, you know, toward the end of 2023 would at least say, hey, not the kids, But unfortunately, you know, people are so busy, you know, watching the football game, you know, watching the freaking debates that they don't really care. And what is that doing, you know, to the whole spiritual side? And we wonder why when those kids grow up, you know, they are just going to regurgitate the same stuff and this cycle continues to repeat. And that's something that I continue to see, you know, because I don't have kids, but I would never, ever, you know, compromise, you know, someone else's, you know. I know Will has talked about this in a lot of his work, you know, like being a good conscious parent, you know. And one of the main things that, you know, we should be teaching, you know, our kids is true moral values, true moral principles. So that way, when someone else tries to come in and compromise them, they have that foundation to build and grow off of. So I just wanted to, you know, bring that to the table because, hell, that was something that I forgot to talk about in the original, you know, part is how we compromise our kids every second of the day, man. And this shit has got to fucking stop, man. It's got to stop.
Yeah. And someone, yeah, Chris, your son, how beautiful your child there. I love that red hair. Someone in the chat was talking, two different people mentioned about, you know, the pandemic, the scandemic. The scamdemic, you know, when that started coming about, we saw a lot of layers of our society reveal the ugly truth on this topic, right? And for me, you know, like I've talked about over and over, the masks was a big one because visually we could see this whole new level of compromising happening that, you know, for me, it was like, I'm trying to draw a line in the sand here. You know, like I said, I'm seeing all these holes in the boat. Right? You know, I'm not voting anymore. Okay. Done with that. Not only that, I'm going to tell people that voting is immoral. Right. I'm going to start trying to figure out a way not to have to get my money through a typical paycheck that goes through the typical channels like everybody does because, oh, the government's stealing so much like that. Right. I'm going to try to plug that hole. So I'm start working on a project to do that. You know, like I'm going through my life trying to plug all these compromise holes, you know, that are keeping me from being what I feel like a whole person. And then they start coming out with new shit. Oh, now you got to compromise on wearing this mask, you know, when people tell you to. And I was just like, no, I'm going in the other direction. I'm trying to stop compromising on so many things. You know what I mean? And so that for me was a hard no, you know, and there were times when it pushed me to where I did a sort of compromise even to my strict rule where I was like, I'm not doing it in any situation, no matter what. There was a couple times where I did something like this, you know, just because I wanted to get some food and someone was being such an ass that I just didn't want to walk anymore. And I made a certain compromise that, okay, because I'm willing to do it because it's showing him what an idiot he is, that he's now going to serve me food when I go like this for 2 seconds. That is so dumb, you know, and it shows, right? In public, if anybody's watching, how dumb it is. You know, but, you know, it's still a compromise, right? Like I'm still making a compromise, but there's a line where I've kind of drawn a boundary and I've thought about it for myself. I'm like, well, yeah, this is where other people are doing right now in this situation, but this is where I'm going to draw my line. And it kept bumping up against me. I moved out of a whole area I lived, moved to another area where I thought things were slightly better. And I got pushed to the limit on another job where they said, all of a sudden, oh, two people were sick in this complex. And now we're going to start infringing this mask thing on everybody. And I tried to fight it and I tried to fight it and they were going to fire me and throw me off the job, you know, and I threw my helmet down the hallway and I was just like losing my shit, you know, and there were a couple days where I did wear some kind of screwed up mask thing just to get through a couple days. I needed to make it to the next paycheck before I could quit or whatever. But, you know, we have to fight these battles on our own personal thing. And there's something coming down the line pretty soon here, guys. You know, they did the scamdemic. They did 9/11. They're chemtrailing. You know, there's a sinister disasters happening all over the place that defy nature, right? And, you know, we don't know what's happening next or what's coming down the pipe. But this shit's immediate. Like, people, you got to figure out who you are and where you're going to stand because it's going to keep getting tested. And almost on a 4 to 8 year cycle, I can guarantee the test is going to come again in some other form. It might not be the scamdemic this time. It might be something slightly different, but that's a good taste for where we're going because no one has stood up to the extent and said, we're not compromising at all anywhere. anywhere, everywhere people compromised, every fucking where people compromised, there were some people that stood up to an extent, but not enough, not to where they're not going to do that coming up again real quick. That, I mean, I hate to be black pill, but let's be honest. That's the situation we're in. It hasn't changed yet, you know?
I agree with you. This is how the social engineers government, this is how they're going to do it. It's the tiptoe, right? Inch by inch. And what does that mean? That's compromise by compromise, compromise, compromise until we're in full out overt slavery, shackles and chains, right? I mean, that's eventually way down the line for our kids, our grandkids, their grandkids. Absolutely. This is where they want to take it. Another compromise that was big was the needlecraft, the genetic modification, right? How many people did it because of their jobs? I mean, to me, the fact of the matter is, I mean, that's a justification. That's a weak excuse. That's a weak excuse. Because of your job, you injected yourself with nanotech and all this kind of stuff.
Brandon, they're willing to die for their job, I guess.
Exactly. That's because of the ego identification. They identify with their job. That is them. That's who they are, right? So Brandon, of course, brought it to the kids, which I stand on that hill all the time. And I see parents compromising even with their kids in the public system going down to, you know, the school district and demanding certain things to take the masks off our kids. No. Dummy, it's pull your kid out so the mask won't go on your kid. That's what it is. Yes. People need to take responsibility. And that's what I kind of was saying earlier is they abdicate it. They want someone else to do it, right? So it's all about what are you doing? And this is so hard for people to kind of sit in the mirror and ask themselves, fuck, I need to get involved. Because if you're not getting involved, you're part of the problem in some form or fashion. We need to get involved. We need numbers because exactly what you said, Chris, it's coming. It's coming. You know, people have been saying this for 50, 60 plus years, right? Something big is coming. It came and it moved on to the next one and it moved on to the next one and it moved on to the next one. So it keeps happening. The patterns are progressing and it is increasing the tyranny and the control. So the line in the sand needs to be something that everyone needs to really, really kind of do some soul searching on. I do think, America, as you know, as shitty as it is in many, many cases, I think it really is the last frontier for global domination just because of the availability of weapons. I absolutely think that's the case. And if that gets taken away, it's a wrap. I mean, it's not, you know, 0% chance, you know, we're back to, you know, making staves and arrows and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, I mean, it's something to really consider. And it's not going to be what people think. These people are smart. The social engineers, they're extremely cunning. So they're going to do it probably in a method or manner that most people don't think. And of course, it all comes down to the individual people.
And choices, individual choices, right?
Exactly.
And, you know, I think what one thing that popped off in my head while you were speaking, Will, was the word collectivism. People that are in the ideology, mental construct, belief system of collectivism kind of don't have too much chance at being uncompromising human beings. They've very much chosen to be compromised. And the more people that choose to be compromised, it forces more of us who don't want to be compromised to compromise in ways that we don't want to compromise. As fucked up as that is the way it works in this world we're in right now. The more people that compromise, the more people that get sucked into collectivism, the harder it is for those of us who are not. You know, it's just like one of these zombie movies where like every zombie bites another zombie and that one bites another zombie and, you know, now you're the one guy that's not a fucking zombie. You know what I mean? And you're surrounded. And so, like, it's, like I said, these things are just another notch of the importance and pressure that's on us as people who are awake and maybe someone watching feels like they're just waking up. We need you. Speak up. There's no more time to think about it and hesitate and this is it, man. This is our life. And this is the moment you've been given by the divine universe to do something with it. So fucking do it, you know?
Yeah, I want to speak on that real quick, because a lot of people think that you have to, you know, be the most knowledgeable person. A lot of people think, you know, you have to be at the end of your shadow work, but the shadow work, it never ends. You don't have to know everything to get started. You don't have to, you know all the aspects of technology. The only thing you need to get started is care and willpower. That's the only thing that you need. It's like, it's not that hard. It's actually simple. The hardest thing is the first initial steps. There are a lot of tutorial videos out there. There are a lot of classes you can take, you know, if you aren't familiar with the technology, but you don't need to like know all the aspects of the, you know, of the hell cult and all that stuff. The only thing you need to do is to care and put the drive, the will and the energy behind that. That's really all, you know, that you need, you know?
That's right. 100%.
Mad Guardian asked for our thoughts on accelerationists. I've never heard of accelerationists before, so I'm looking that up. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, regarding, as Brandon brought up, the government schooling, and Will mentioned, you know, responsibility. That's a big part of the problem, because, you know, in, America, Freedom to Fascism, or an interview with Aaron Russo, you know, he mentioned a key point where Rockefeller, Rockefeller said, you know, the whole point of getting women in the workforce was to, wasn't for liberation, it was to get everyone more tax slaves, and it also destabilizes the standard family unit. So instead of having a caretaker, now you don't have a caretaker. So it forces people into having to have two people working in order to have the same standard of living, which then forces you to abdicate your personal responsibility to your kids and send them off to the government babysitter to indoctrinate them, rather than properly educate them and create a discerning mind who's capable of discerning and cares for truth and discerning truth from falsity, rather than just rote repetition and memorization in order to pass tests, and that grades you, and then you're graduated with the square on your head. And the compromise of truth, especially the moral truth, is when you know what the moral truth is, and you compromise, that eats at you internally. And that's the part of integrity, which you guys mentioned 2 weeks ago. That's an important corollary with a compromise, that that juxtaposes with compromises the integrity, and how you lose integrity when you compromise. Unfortunately, we can't be as integrated as we can be within ourselves and our thoughts, emotions, and actions that are also aligned with moral truth, morality, and natural law. So our integrity is impacted just by the fact of being coerced into the immorality that we subside in and have to go along with for the moment. And, you know, as Pasio says, other people's ignorance is what keeps us enslaved. And that's why it's so important to do the great work. And regarding the human trafficking and not caring, like that's a big thing, especially with this year, the movie Sound of Freedom. You know, there were all the hit pieces and all the denial and downplaying of something that's a reality. And they just want to keep trying to gaslight people that it's not even happening, even though, you know, the movie represents based on a true story or whatever is fictitious about it. It's still reminiscent or reflective of a current reality that's still ongoing and has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. And about the scamdemic, the biggest part of that is the great psychological inculcation, the sorcery summoning to compromise and comply based on fear that's being inculcated and driven into consciousness. And it's like that's why I call it a summoning, and it's sorcery. They're creating their spells with their word magic, and they're just putting that fear. It's you didn't have fear in you, and then poof, the fear just blossoms in you, and then that drives your behavior, your psychological state, and that's how they're able to corral people into a certain pre-selected pathways, where instead of the many divergent pathways that you have for possibility, well, you get narrowed down into a pre-selected pathway where that's the only thing that you see as acceptable or as possible. And then that's the channel, and that's the path that they pre-selected for you and that they're driving you towards all through this social engineering. And, exactly. Like you said about your job, Chris, losing your shit, that's like what we do, man. Whenever we come up with falsity and we care about the moral truth, whenever that falsity comes in front of us, it's like, how are things so insane? How do people believe this? Or we're trying to be sane in an insane world. And you know, like you did, you fight against it. But, you know, when people believe in the illusion that is reality, they believe in an unreality as reality. Well, good luck trying to wake them out of it, because they're in that, that dream state of believing in a fantasy and an illusion. And, they're attached to it and they're not letting go. I'm done.
Great points.
Yeah, well put. Go ahead.
You know, I was just going to touch on, you know, the finite, the small compromises that people make, like diet, water. I'm doing a big water presentation for a private group, and I'm going to do it publicly as well. And, you know, water is that foundation of life, the essence of life. How many people are ignorant or choose or compromise or just willful ignorance to drink dead, unclean water, right? I mean, here's a fact. You are going to function by the quality of water that you take in, right? I mean, we are 75% water.
Probably more than that.
Oh, absolutely more. Yeah, absolutely, for sure. I mean, depending on the person, right? A lot of people are dehydrated and they don't even know, and they drink a gallon of water a day, but they're drinking dead water. It's not structured. It doesn't have the electrical charge that it needs. Or food, right? You're compromising on diet, on food, right? I mean, on a budget, you need to cut funds somewhere, so you cut it on your diet, right? I mean, this is
compromise.
Compromise, exactly. We need to take care of ourselves. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis that compounds and makes the totality of the huge choices, the huge effects that we are going to experience. Most people, the black pillars and the doomsdayers, they all focus on, well, I know what I'm going to do when they come knocking on my door with the chip that they want to put in my hand. Come on, like, it's not going to happen like that, right? It's what you do on a day-to-day basis. It's the little things that compound. So think about the compromises that maybe not even someone might not be aware of, right? Like water, food, Wi-Fi in your house when you're sleeping, etc. When it comes to your kids, the water you give your children, the food you give your children, all these other type of chemicals, plastics. Here's a big one. You know, people compromise on plastic bottles when they could be drinking out of glass and saving all those nanoparticulates that are messing up the endocrine system. I mean, the list can go on and on the small compromises and the big ones. But the solution is always the same, and it's awareness. It's higher awareness through education. So yeah.
Yeah. It's a great points. I really like, you know, like you're saying, Will, awareness. And it really stood out to me that what Chris was saying about integrity. I love the word integrity, because, you know, what I like to do on the podcast is, even if we're talking about a difficult topic or problematic, you know, usually we're working with problems, right? That's what the work is. That's what the self-work is. It's looking at what are the issues, what are the problems. But, you know, at the end of all that, we get through a discussion. We want to, like, okay, what do we do? What are the positive going forward? And to me, the takeaway from this conversation is the importance of integrity, developing your integrity. And can you honestly say, you know, I am a person of integrity. I make my decisions with integrity. You know, are you integrated, your mind, your body, and your spirit, the way you think and the way you act and what you say are all on the same page. You don't go to one place and tell people one thing, go to another place and act a different way. You know, you act the same way in every place you go. You know, fuck government. That's what I'll say. You know, whatever, I'll say that in the DMV and I won't even worry about it. I'll go ahead and tell them how I feel, you know, if I have to go in there. And if you're across the board uncompromising on the things you can be, that's a lot better than being compromising on everything. So I would encourage listeners to work on their integrity. And part of that is, you know, if you honestly know what's going on in this world, then you should be speaking up about it. And so that is part of integrity, is kind of owning that responsibility. And I know you'd like to say a few more words on that, Brandon. And if you guys got any more last words after that, great. And then I'll cue up our kind of summary of the week's discussion. We'll end with that clip.
Yeah, it's a compromise to not speak the truth in the world we are living in. It's a compromise to not speak the truth when there is evil all around us. And I know what it's like, because like Chris said earlier, you know, it'll eat you up inside. That's how I was when the whole scamdemic was going off. You know, like I saw everything going, you know, kind of around me, and I knew I had a moral obligation to, you know, to use my voice, to use my will. And many nights I would sit in my bed and it was literally eating me up inside, to the point where I don't think I would have made it toward the end of the year if I did not speak up, because I probably would have put a bullet through my head. It was literally tearing me apart. And I knew I had to, you know, so to not do that is to compromise. And we need more voices. The truth needs more voices. You know, we need more beacons of light that are willing to, you know, to make this, you know, to make the sacrifice, you know, because, you know, the truth isn't, you know, like really world light, unfortunately, you know, but we still have to speak it. You know, it doesn't matter how much evil is going on. At the end of the day, the truth is still going to be the truth. Right is still going to be right. And we still have to speak it. We still have to speak it. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Thanks, Brandon. Chris or Will, either of you want to closing thoughts?
Yeah, well said, Brandon. I agree with that 110%. Principles and priorities, right? I mean, it's we got to sit with ourselves and just really have that internal dialogue with ourselves and be honest. And you know, there's compromises on all fronts, just as sacrifices are done for everyone, right? Everyone's going to sacrifice and there's going to be compromises. What is the context of the compromise? If you're compromising the truth within yourself and what's going on in the world, then you're chipping off, you're going against the rhythm of life. You're going against your dharma, your soul path, the flow of energy, right? And it's going to have a negative effect, just like it has a negative effect in the aggregate of humanity. So just have that internal dialogue with oneself and see where you can prioritize your principles, right? And compromise. I mean, doing the one great work, I take a compromise because I can't garden as much, but it's a moral, just compromise. That doesn't take away energy. It vitalizes myself, because you know you're doing something that's right. It has to be correct and based in truth. And it is the right thing to do given our current human condition. So that's looking at, you know, compromise versus sacrifice. So principles and priorities. That's what I'll leave it on.
Fantastic. And I also wanted to thank people that have attended the show today. Our comments have just been amazing. We got some really intelligent people watching the show. And, you know, that's very encouraging to me, because, you know, we're seeing more people showing up and taking an interest and being part of the show. And, you know, that's one thing I really have always looked for with this End Evil podcast. From my point of view, it's up to all of us. And, you know, I made the presentation called Humanity's Most Powerful Weapon, because I know that if we ever did start seeing change, you know, if we work backwards from the end of the maze, from the peaceful place, along that path, people started working together and they started expanding their efforts and amplifying their efforts. That's like what we do with tools, and that's what we do with technology. We have the technology to communicate. We have amazing technology to communicate right now to masses of people. And if you're wondering what to do or what to do about these problems, that is what I'm telling you to do. You know, if you're asking my opinion, and I think everybody else here will agree, we have media. We have this tool. So let's use it. Let's speak truth. Let's speak about natural law. Let's speak about becoming integrated and people of integrity. And with that, I think we'll close this episode. And I'll bring on our clip. Thank you again for everyone who came, and the great comments and the great guests. Great show. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah. And thank you for
having me. Appreciate you all.
Yeah. Thanks, Will and Chris.
Good chat. All right. I'm going to pull up our clip, which is our summary conversation from last week, and we'll play that out. And we'll see you guys next week. Oh, actually, a quick announcement. Next week, I'm not going to be here. I'll probably just do a replay. I'm going to be on the road. And then the following week, we'll probably get an update from what's going on in Acapulco. Thanks much, folks. Excellent. Much love. All right. Let me see if I can find this video I want to share here. That's always a task.
Yeah. Thanks for all the viewers in the comments. Great to see the chat rolling.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. Oh, there it is. All right. There's the One Great Work Warriors on Compromise. Okay.
Knowing yourself, you know, that's one of the key things. You know, we have to know ourselves, because, hell, again, when we do things that we really don't want to do, our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions are not in sync.
Like, you don't even realize, like, since, you know, it's part of the programming. Like, say you want to go, you want to drive. Then it's like, oh, I got to get a license. I don't want to get a license. But then you're like, all right, I guess I got to agree with them. And they get what they want. I get what I want. So I can drive, you know. And if I don't drive the way they want me to, then. So it's all about like, you know, being controlled and. You know, that lack of freedom.
Are the hospitals not compromised? Is education not compromised? Is the military politics? Like, what institution is not compromised?
On Compromise by Ron Renard. The most fulfilled and effective people know what they stand for. They know why, and they live accordingly. And when they fall, they recover back to themselves post haste. Living uncompromised is about recognizing that moment by moment, you're making decisions that either establish you as a consistent man or woman of your word, or as a poser who looks good but isn't living what you profess.
Spirit, man, that's integrated the elements that we're all comprised of. And if we're compromised of that, then we're not fully operating at our full potential, unfortunately.
Play integrity. Is something I don't think anyone should be compromising on. Principles is definitely one that people shouldn't be compromising on and do. Truth is a major one that people are compromising on.
A lot of people's spiritual currency is being compromised, being their time, energy, and focus. And you can just tell by their body language that they would rather be elsewhere.
You know, to go along, to get along. To go with the flow of what other people are doing. You don't want to make waves.
Right. Shields have been compromised, right? It reminds me of a horse, you know, like when a horse is broken, you know, that's kind of, to me, the parallel for us as humans. When we're living our life out in public and we're broken like a horse, we've been compromised, based on natural law principles. And so the closer we can get to those principles being what carry us in our decision-making process rather than a belief system, the more we can be rooted in truth and be in alignment with that.
Compromising the values, just, you know, how your self-worth, and it devalues, you know, how your true value in and of itself, because you are lowering your standards. You know, you are lowering your value by saying, hey, I'm just going to do what everyone else hell is doing. Hey, I'm just going to be average.
And the more we can be uncompromising of those most important things, the better and the quicker we'll see the world that we want to see. So be inspired, be motivated, folks. I was stuck doing the 9-to-5 grind. I was doing work, you know, collecting a paycheck, and I was frustrated with it. I was frustrated with seeing the taxes come out before I had a chance to do anything about it. And I was frustrated with just like being a number and being an employee. And I really wanted to work for myself and change that aspect of my life, working towards more freedom, you know, and more independence, more self-reliance. And so I was looking for ways to get out of that grind, that daily 9-to-5, you know, 40-hour week type job working for someone else. And the way I found a huge inroad towards becoming a freelancer, which is what I do a lot of my time now, is through autonomy. And this man, Richard Grove, who you see pictured here, is an amazing teacher, and I don't work for some government, and I choose when I work. And you can too. I recommend checking out autonomy. Go on over to endevil.life is the best way to find it. Click on one of my episodes, and right there on the right, you know, you can donate to my show, Cash App there. But right under that is the autonomy button. And if you click that button, it'll take you on in to the page where you can read up about it. You gotta be someone that's willing to, you know, interact with some other people and learn some new things. And so check it out. See if it's right for you. But I'm telling you, change my life.